Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about Dixie National Junior Roundup. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. Dean, what is the Dixie National Junior Roundup?
Well, Amy, the Dixie National is the showcase of the livestock industry in Mississippi. At this event, both 4-H and FFA contestants have an opportunity to exhibit their livestock projects that they've been working with over the past year in the largest junior market show in Mississippi. We also have a lot of breeding shows that go on as well. And this year, the dates of the Dixie National Junior Roundup, it was February the 1st through the 8th.
And how do 4-H and FFA youth qualify their animals to compete at the Dixie National Junior Roundup?
So we have five district shows that occur throughout the state. And depending on the county in which the young person is a 4-H member or an FFA person, they have to go to one of those district shows. At that show, the judge must deem their animal to be a blue ribbon quality animal, and then that qualifies it to be able to come on to compete at the Dixie National Junior Roundup.
So there are a lot of events and activities that go on at the Dixie National Junior Roundup. Can you give us a brief rundown of the schedule?
Sure. The Roundup kicks off on February the 1st. That's the date that we'll be getting all of our market hogs and our dairy cattle on the fairgrounds. Our first day of showing and competition will be Friday, February the 2nd. We'll have our junior dairy cattle show that day, and we'll start our swine show that day with showmanship, followed by the Mississippi Bred Barrow Show, and then we'll start our market hog show that evening. We'll come back Saturday morning, February the 3rd, to conclude our market hog show. It's a long 2 days, and we have lots of good quality hogs at the Dixie. Then Sunday, February the 4th, starting at noon, we'll have our market steer show in the Coliseum. And then we'll pick back up Monday with our beef show, starting with showmanship at 8 o'clock, Monday, February the 5th. And then we'll also start at 8 o'clock that morning with our junior lamb show. That afternoon, following showmanship, we'll have our commercial beef heifer show. And then following the lamb show, we'll have our goat showmanship contest. And we'll come back Tuesday, February the 6th, for our beef breeding show, as well as our commercial meat goat doe show and market goat show in our judging arena. And our last day of exhibition will be Wednesday, February the 7th, when we'll have our dairy goat show.
And I understand there are various educational contests that are a part of the Dixie National Junior Roundup. Tell me about those.
Yeah, we have a variety of contests that we call the Premier Exhibitor Contests. We have one for dairy cattle, one for hogs, one for beef cattle, one for lambs, one for meat goats, and one for dairy goats. And each of these Premier Exhibitor Contests have multiple phases to them, where the youth is challenged about what they know from an educational standpoint with the species that they show. The nice thing is the winner of that contest gets a $2,000 scholarship. So while it's a tough contest, the winner is justly rewarded.
And Dixie National Junior Roundup ends with the sale of champions. What all goes on leading up to the sale, and what is involved in this event?
So the sale of champions this year is on Thursday, February the 8th. We'll have a pre-sale reception at 10 o'clock in the Trademark Building on the fairgrounds in Jackson, and the sale itself will start at 11:30. Lots of work goes into trying to find buyers and contributors to open up their pockets to help support our junior livestock show program, to be able to reward these champion animals, the exhibitors of these champion animals, and also to reward our scholarship winners. So it'll be a fantastic day and a good day to wrap up the Dixie National Junior Roundup.
And if folks want to learn more about the Dixie National Junior Roundup, where should they go?
Go to extension.msstate.edu. When you open up our extension page, click on the link for 4-H, then go down to 4-H Livestock Program, and finally to Youth Livestock. That'll carry you to my 4-H Livestock webpage, and over on the right-hand side under Resources, you'll find links to the Dixie National Junior Roundup.
Okay, thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Dean Josan, 4-H Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.